And as we change gears now and check in on how voting is going today, I'll ask the question, Houston, do we have a problem? Laura Eisensee is a reporter for Houston Public Media. She's in Texas's 7th Congressional District, which includes parts of Houston and its western suburbs. She's at a polling station in Houston. I was kidding there, Laura. I'm sure there's no problem. Or is there? What's the mood like at the polls today?
Well, I would say the mood, I've been to several polls, and I would say the mood is very focused. Voters seem to know what they want, who they want to vote for, and they have a mission and they want to get it done here in Houston. Earlier today, we saw some longer lines. I'd say right now it's kind of slower, but it's still very steady turnout here.
Mm-hmm. And the race that a lot of people have been watching all around the country that's happening in Texas is the Senate race between the incumbent Republican Ted Cruz and the Democrat Beto O'Rourke. Is that what's driving most people to the polls today?
That is definitely one that is getting people out to vote. I mean, you could call it a blockbuster race. And I've talked with some younger voters and also some older voters who want to see a change. They want to see a Democrat representing Texas in the Senate.
Let's listen to one of the voters that you talked to today. This is Dwayne Mollard.
I'm very conservative, so I want to vote that viewpoint, and so that's what I came to do to keep us on track with what we're doing.
Keep us on track with what we're doing. What else are you hearing from voters?
I'm hearing that women's rights are on their minds. One voter told me that she had never voted in a midterm election before. She had only voted in presidential elections. But after the hearings for now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, she wanted to come out and vote because she felt very strongly about women's rights. I also heard, I've been hearing that immigration is very much on people's minds, and they want to express their views on that, too.
The district that you're in also has a closely watched House race. Democrat Lizzie Fletcher is trying to unseat the Republican incumbent John Culberson. I remember when we were reporting from Texas earlier this year that many people I was talking to didn't know who was running for their House race, but they certainly knew whether they were going to go Democrat or Republican. Are you hearing from people about that House race?
I am. I've been at several polls in the district, and you know it's kind of mixed. Some people say they are pretty satisfied with Culberson. They may not agree with every way he's voted, but they want to keep that limited government. And then again, I'm hearing from several people, you know, in this district that's traditionally very Republican, that they want to change. They want to change the direction. They want a fresh, younger voice.
Right. Laura Eisensee at a polling place in Houston. Thank you.
Thank you.